Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I am Lee Cantor, and I am joined in the studio with Mr. Stone Payton. How you doing, Stone?
Good morning, sir. I am doing well, and I am getting absolutely jazzed about the activities this weekend, which will culminate with me going to the state championships for high school competitive cheerleading with my daughter, Kelly. But before we do that...
How long have you been cheering?
I have been a cheer mom for seven years now.
Oh, you're not the actual cheering?
No, I'm just the cheer mom.
I thought it was some adult cheerleading thing you were part of.
Well, as many of our listeners know, my wife has a real job, but I'm the cheer mom and radio host. But before we do that, we've got something neat happening down there on Peachtree Street Saturday morning.
That's right. We will be going downtown for the sign raising of the Atlanta Business Radio X studio, which will be going up shortly downtown.
And that's a very apropos subject segue into our guest this morning, yes?
That's right. Today we are so happy to have Barry Flink, and he is with 200 Peachtree. Welcome to the show, Barry.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Before we get really far into this, why don't you kind of explain to the folks out there what's happening at 200 Peachtree? Because that used to be the old Macy's building, is that right?
That is correct, and it's a complete transformation. The building was built in 1927. It's a Philip Schultz designed building. It has historical value in Atlanta, and this is a complete remake of it for a whole bunch of different reasons and a whole bunch of different functions.
Like what?
We do everything from hosting events to conferencing facilities to officing facilities for startup businesses. We have some things in the works that I'll also talk about later in this program.
And so what did you do before this? Have you always come in and sort of swooped in and grabbed real estate and turned it into something productive, or did you have a real job before this? How'd you get in this racket, man?
Well, my wife would tell you I've never had a real job, but I was in the corporate world for many years. But my background is primarily hospitality, the hotel industry. I was brought in because we are tied into a number of the smaller boutique hotels in Atlanta that do not have meeting and conference space. We become their food and beverage department.
Are there a lot of them down there?
There are at least 16, and we believe that there are others even outside the downtown area that are interested in working with us.
Now, how are they attracting business right now if they don't have any meeting space?
Well, most of them are transient hotels, which means individual business travelers or tourists or visitors are there. They're not able to compete for meetings because, again, they don't have the ability to actually do conferencing within their hotels. That's where we come in.
Now, as I understand it, you guys have put together some sort of formal organization structure where you collaborate and work together, which fascinates me because I would have thought it to be a very competitive environment, but you guys have found a way to work together so that everybody can win, right?
It's a double win situation. Let me explain that. First and foremost, each little hotel has anywhere from maybe 80 to 150 rooms, and their primary reason for being in business is to fill those rooms. This gives them a way individually to do so. They can bring a group of 20 or 30 in and send them to us for having their meetings. The other side of it, if you consider the larger convention hotels in Atlanta, such as the Westin Peachtree Plaza, the Hilton, the Marriott, etc., these are 1,000-room hotels with meeting and conference facility to support that. When you add up our 16 hotels, it's about 1,000 rooms. Add us, and all of a sudden you've got another potential big player. So we're kind of teaching the properties that they're not just competitors. They can become one unified team.
Now, are they buying that?
Yes, happily, I can say that.
You should run for office, man.
Well, I've been running from office. I've been asked to run a couple of times.
So talk to us a little bit about, you know, Lee and I have a little bit of experience going out there and getting very excited about our studio being embedded there in a part of the facility, but we've been to this grand atrium a couple of times and caught the tail end of other events going on. We've participated in an event. That place is absolutely gorgeous. Now, that's hopping. That's up and running. You guys are doing stuff out there all the time, right?
Yes, that's been up since 2010. It is the diamond that makes everything else attractive. The chandeliers alone are about the size of these little Yugo cars. They're literally that large. They have historical value. They're not the original chandeliers in our Macy's. They're the original chandeliers from the Macy's on Herald Square in New York.
Wow.
I don't know exactly what these things are worth. I've heard numbers from anywhere from $100,000 to $250,000 each chandelier.
Wow.
We have about 8 of them. And you've hit on the head what makes the place special. There's a lot of historical pull for kids and who are kids, I should say, in Atlanta who are our age now. They remember going with their mom and dads to shop at Macy's. This was the original shopping floor. We've restored it so it looks as beautiful today as it did when all of us were kids.
Now, what are the, I know you have a lot of events going on there, but can you give examples of some of the disparity? Because I've seen pictures of weddings, and I've also seen pictures of a boxing match.
No way. They've had a boxing match here?
Yes, we have. With,
oh, that's cool.
With the chandeliers hovering above the ring.
How long does this program go? It'd take about that long plus some to describe the myriad of events, but because our facilities are so flexible, we can house groups of two and groups of up to 1,000. In terms of what type of events, we do host a lot of social events, weddings, a lot of the larger 501c3s like the American Cancer Society like to use our facility because it offers something no other downtown hotel can offer. It's called charm. You walk in our facility and just like I think you said, one of you earlier, you walk in and wow, you don't get that effect in a modern hotel ballroom. We do a lot of meetings and conferences, business organizations, people that have office space in the surrounding towers. They do get a little conference room generally in their office building, but when they want to do something larger, we're their solution.
Now, for those of us that did not grow up in Atlanta, this thing is situated right in the heart of Atlanta. Give us the coordinates and give us some reference points so people understand where this thing is.
Okay, and it is the heart of Atlanta. There is a ranking of intersections in Atlanta. I don't know if you guys knew this. We are at the intersection that is currently ranked as the number 3 intersection in metro Atlanta. It is Ellis Street at Peachtree Street. We have, I think it's something like 75 feet of frontage on Peachtree. It's that special, too. If you look at our new marquees when they go up, the only thing bigger on Peachtree will be the sign for the Fox Theater.
Wow. Now, but to get the lay of the land around there, you have the Westin, right?
The Westin is next door to us.
Next door to you. The Ritz-Carlton downtown is across the street.
Exactly. The Ellis Hotel is on the
And there's a MARTA stop, right? Isn't there a diagonal?
The MARTA stop is directly under us. You take the escalators up, and you are at 200 Peachtree.
Oh, really? So, and what stop is that?
That's the Peachtree Center station.
Wow. So
and I should also add Peachtree Center also surrounds us on two sides.
And then there's that, it's the dinner club, like your wrench uncle is a member of, across the street. There's a fancy dinner club.
What is
thing.
That? Commerce Club?
Commerce Club. Can you wang-dangle us something
Absolutely.
Over there?
Absolutely. In fact, we have a relationship with them as well. The Commerce Club is a private business club, dining, meeting, and they can accommodate groups of 300. We have an arrangement with them when their members, and I happen to be one, need larger facilities, they come across the street to us.
So what kind of feedback are you getting when you guys decided to do this and have this kind of event location there? Are people just like excited about this?
Tremendously excited. And I think the reason is synergy because we offer a lot of things you don't see even in hotels. As an example, we offer a very hot night spot called the Juke Joint. It's defying the idea that you can't get people to come downtown at night. If you see this place any night of the week, they're open, and there's a line going in the street to get in. They do R&B, rock, that sort of thing, and the place is just really popular. We also have Meehan's, which is an Irish pub, same story. It's outperforming their Dunwoody branch.
Wow.
We have some more coming.
Well, I got to tell you the food, because you and I have been in this Juke Joint during the daytime. We haven't been down there at night, or at least I haven't, and I don't know if you have or not, but the food at the Juke Joint is really good. We've enjoyed lunch there a couple times.
Yeah.
I have to thank you for the compliment. I was on the tasting committee that created the menu.
Really?
That's a nice.
But they have a talented chef, and you're right. The food is killer. It's really good.
Yeah, it's just such a vibrant, lively. There's just a different vibe. I guess that's the right word. There's just a different vibe down there. We're very excited about being embedded at 200 office up there soon. But there's just that's the only way I know to describe it. It's just a different vibe.
Right.
And it really is a synergy because you don't find a combination of all of these things in any building in Atlanta. And, of course, we're thrilled to have a great radio station coming in as well.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about your day-to-day work in all this. You're getting all these smaller properties together so that you guys can work together and everybody win. How do you go to market and make this thing wildly successful? I'm sure you make it look easy, but there's got to be a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes. Talk to us a little bit about how you market this thing going forward.
Well, we'll talk first just about the hotel end of it, and it is just as easy as you suggested it could be, because it costs the hotels nothing to participate in what we become as a revenue stream for them. The way it works, basically, they book our space, which means food and beverage revenue for us. We pay them a percentage for doing so. So all they do is something that drops right to their bottom line. Why would they not do it? It's just a matter of reaching out and explaining the program.
Are they doing it?
Yes.
So you're getting success and traction?
Yes, we are.
So you're becoming buddies with all the salespeople and all the event staffs of all those hotels?
Either the sales directors or the general managers. And I had a tiny advantage because having been in the industry, I know a number of them personally.
And then so you can explain to them the value proposition of, hey, this is good for you by us all kind of joining forces like
exactly.
this.
Exactly. And when I do so, I speak in their language, not in ordinary language. I speak like a hotelier since I was one, which is a foreign language, by the way.
I'll bet. So event planners, wedding planners, if they want to come down and just kind of scope out the place and walk through, or even just regular old Joe six-pack like me, if we want to come down and walk through, we can do that if we set it up ahead of time, right?
Anybody that wants a tour, we're happy to bring them in. We've got a great product to show. We need about 45 minutes minimum of someone's time to do it because it takes that long to see everything there is to see.
Right, because it is a big facility. That's one of the things that's kind of...
Oh, it's huge.
It's very flexible in that regard. Yeah. You can make it as big or as little as you need it to be, isn't that right?
Exactly. We do have an area that will be discussed on a separate program that deals with officing or hoteling, it's sometimes called. We're small businesses. In fact, that's where Radio X is going, into one of those offices. Those folks have conference space for, say, two or three people, little conference rooms. But let's say they decide they need to do a meeting for 20 or 30. It's all seamless. They roll into our conference center and can use one of our larger conference facilities.
Right. And then if they decide, hey, you know what, we need training for 100, you have space for that.
Training for 100, training for 500.
Right. Or if you go, you know what, let's put our gala down here, you can do that too.
Exactly.
So it runs the gamut from private to as public as you'd like it to be.
I think we should rent the Grand Atrium, and yeah. I want to put Lee Cantor on the stage and just have him just wax eloquent for a little while, and then we'll have a nice meal.
So our entire staff will come watch that.
So what kinds of options, and maybe the answer is infinite, but what kinds of options do you have for feeding people at these big, larger events? What kind of food can you have brought in?
Sure. The neat thing about the way we've done this is, unlike a lot of facilities that compete with us, and I won't mention the competitors' names, they have to rent fixtures and furniture to do it. We don't. We own our own furniture. We own our own fixtures. Consequently, we do bring in outside caterers. Some of the best caterers in Atlanta are our authorized caterers. When you add all this up, we can put on a gourmet meal for almost a third less than any hotel in town can do the same thing. We don't have the overhead.
Wow, what a value proposition.
Right, because you have the kitchen, the actual kitchens right there.
Yeah, we have complete kitchens, all equipment, all furniture and fixtures. When I first toured the place myself, I went nuts coming out of the hotel business. I didn't expect to see what I did, and the owners did not scrimp. They've got good stuff, really good equipment.
So maybe for my 40th birthday, Lee, you'll rent the Grand
Atrium. Your 40th again?
So, and I might also add, for those that want something much less, shall we say, gourmet, it can be something like a box lunch. Infinite's a pretty good statement. There's very little we can't do in terms of food and beverage. And the way we price it is also very convenient. Instead of sticking you with an additional room charge, basically you pay a per-person charge that includes everything.
Now, has anything surprised you of the speed of how people are kind of gravitating towards this?
Well, I can happily say we're actually ahead of projection, so that's a moderate surprise for us. But it really isn't when you consider what we're doing is offering something that nobody has offered before, because all of this is available in a room. And like I said, you walk into the atrium and everybody's head goes up. They look at these chandeliers and they go, wow.
Right.
So not really. The only surprise is we're doing even better than we thought we would. We may have some surprises coming up a little later, and I won't go into a lot of detail because it's only in discussion phase, but there are a couple of major museums that are interested in our downstairs, the basement, which at the point now is unfinished space. Uh-huh. That would add additional synergy.
It sure would. So if you have really deep pockets, and we wanted some, I mean, can this thing accommodate a big band, an honest-to-God band, not just a wedding singer guy in the corner, but an honest-to-God big band? I'm surely it could, right?
Can and does. I can tell you, I attended an event about 2 weeks ago, and you remember the group Cool? Cool and the Gang.
They were the entertainers.
Wow. And it was a fabulous concert. And you think about it, typically a group like that, you go to the Phillips Arena or something
like that.
And you're a mile away from them. The people at the last row, where you've seen the atrium, had excellent seats and could see perspiration on their faces as they performed.
And what was that event? Was it a corporate or a private?
I think it was Boys and Girls Club, but I may be wrong. I've been to so many now.
Right, it's all blurry.
It was a fundraiser for somebody. And I might add, all the fundraisers we've been hosting have been very successful because word is getting out, as I think you said, there's a buzz.
Oh, what a great venue for a fundraiser. I mean, that is first cabin, that place. I mean, the floors are beautiful, the chandelier, and for a wedding, the brides must go gaga when they're walking through there.
Exactly. Especially you pull up in a limo on Peachtree Street.
Yeah.
That must be amazing.
And even that, we like to think we've thought of everything. We offer something that nobody does. We have valet parking right on Peachtree Street.
Really?
You can pull up. There's valet parking available for us, Meehan's, and the Juke Joint. It's one area. And I don't even know how we persuaded the city of Atlanta to let us do this, but I don't mean a turnoff like you see at the Hyatt Regency. Cars pull up right in an active lane of Peachtree Street and are allowed to stop, and our valets park them.
Wow.
That's priceless. And candidly, I mean, Lee and I have been down there, you know, half a dozen times getting our stuff organized for our studio to be there. But self-parking is a lot easier and a lot more convenient than I ever thought it was going to be. Parking's really not the issue that I thought it would be down there.
And let me explain why that's the case. We also have a 1,000-car parking garage that we control that is next door to the building. You might remember that as the old 15-cent-an-hour Macy's garage.
Right.
We have two bridges connecting it to our building. So, again, for inclement
weather. Is
that
going to be open, the bridges?
Pardon me?
Are you opening the bridges?
We open the bridges for any event where there's justification for doing so.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. These guys have thought of everything,
yes,
and they're doing it all top drawer.
Right.
I mean, that's huge that you have control of your own parking area. There.
It's exciting, and it's fun to talk about it because there are no negatives. Everything we're doing, like you said, it encompasses anything you could think of for a facility such as this.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more and, check this out, maybe call you up or engage with you. Do you have a website or something that they can maybe get the lay of the land a little bit, look at some pictures and see some of the stuff that's going on?
We do, and it is 200peachtree.com. And also
that's the number 200, right?
Yeah.
200peachtree.com. And they go to that website. Does it have pictures, video?
I think it has YouTube in it, so you can actually see
some
a moving picture of what's going on.
Wow.
And I also want to give everybody a name of someone to call if they're interested in booking, if I can find it real quick. Her name is Allison Schultz, and I'll spell that for you, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z. She is our director of sales, and she can be reached at 404-281-9550.
And she should be the point of contact if anybody's interested in learning more?
That's correct.
You don't want to give out, like, your home number? You don't want
be to happy to give it. Won't get people too far. My wife will answer and say, why are you calling?
Well, that's just great. We look so forward to working with you more. And think that call it a day here?
I think so. But I am so excited about us being down there. I'm excited about the opportunity to book events. I'm fascinated, encouraged, and absolutely impressed about what you've been able to do with this consortium, this group of the smaller hotels. And, I mean, the mayor, these guys must love you down there. Look what these guys have done for Atlanta business.
Right, to revitalize that area.
Well, we'll tell you a little secret. We hope that within a short time, this intersection will no longer be the third most important, but will become the most important.
Exactly. It's on its way, on its way. Well, this is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton and our guest, Barry Flink. We will see you next time on the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure.